serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Big thanks to Ron, the crew, and everybody here at The Ridge once again for having us on WQ Country for the CSC Sports Roadshow. I'm Dave Collins, and our first guest up here tonight on the program is head coach Brett Hunter of the CSC wrestling team, also an extraordinary runner in his own right. But today, not a good day to get a run out in town, is it, Brett?
No, it's not at all. It's been a lot of treadmill work lately.
So. Yeah, not a good day to get those. Yeah, those tracks, those like little wiry things you can put on your shoes and run outside in the ice and the snow?
I don't have them, but it would be nice if I did.
I had a pair. I still have a pair somewhere in the garage just for walking around in Colorado when I lived up there. But I haven't run in them yet, and I'm not going to try it with this much snow outside either.
No, I'm still a rookie at it. So
yeah, and your main focus right now, obviously, wrestling in the heart of your season. Let's get into what you have coming up here this week. You've got another ranked team on the schedule.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at the Chicoine Center, Chadron State hosting number 16 Colorado Mesa. How big of a duel and event is this in the scheme of your season tomorrow night here at Chicoine?
Well, I think it's really important. We're kind of getting down to our stretch. It's been a difficult schedule. By the end of the year, out of 15 duels that we have wrestled, 10 of them are nationally ranked. So arguably the toughest schedule in the country. And Colorado Mesa presents a lot of challenges for us. They seem to be good where we're good. But hopefully we can get a good crowd there, and our guys will be amped up and ready to go. But it's obviously anytime you wrestle in the conference, it's an important duel, so we're excited about the opportunity.
Have all those ranked teams, it's kind of amazing when I look up and down your schedule. There's a hashtag with a number by so many teams, ranked, number one St. Cloud and all these other schools on there. Has that really battle-tested your guys to be ready for the rigors of the RMAC and a team like Mesa coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of funny because at some point this year we will have wrestled three different number one programs in the country. We wrestled Nebraska Kearney. They were number one in the country at one point.
Yeah.
When we wrestled them, then we wrestled St. Cloud. They were number one. And then we have Central Oklahoma this weekend, who's now number one. So I think if we can just continue to, you know, get guys healthy and continue to wrestle hard, I think we're going to be ready for the regional tournament.
Awesome. And we'll get into some of those matchups and things a little bit later with the Central Oklahoma and the details on that. Let's take a look first here at what you have tomorrow night. Several nationally ranked wrestlers in the matchup with Mesa individually. Let's start with 133 pounds. That's Quinn Campbell. He's number four, and Mesa's 133, ranked in the top 10 as well. Campbell, it looks like he's been battling some injury this year a bit, but will he be good to go first tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, he has been battling a shoulder issue. We're going to give him the full go tomorrow. He's excited. He's ready to go. We've been kind of hesitant a little bit in terms of the practice room and you know, just kind of babying that along, but he's excited about the opportunity to go tomorrow, and he'll be ready.
What do you make of the matchup then that he's got? Two top-ranked guys going at it one-on-one. What do you make of that matchup then, since he's good to go?
It's definitely a different style this kid presents. He's very counter-defense. I mean, he's really good off of our attacks. And so we've come up with a game plan that we'll be ready to go. It should be an exciting lot of points scored in the match, and it should be a good match.
Head coach Brett Hunter, CSC Wrestling, on the program here tonight. It's the CSC Sports Roadshow live at the Ridge in Chadron. It's a Whiskey and Wings Wednesday, and our roadshow brought to you, as always, by Security First Bank. And Coach Hunter, our first guest today, and we'll move into another weight class to talk about for tomorrow. How about Mason Watt, 11th in the heavyweights, his ranking. What's the matchup looking like tomorrow for him in that Mesa bout?
Yeah, Mason's kid. He's young. He's undersized a little bit, but he wrestles hard. I think Mason will be fine as long as we can get to our offense and get to our best position, which is on top. Mason's wrestling his best he has all season right now, and we look forward to him just being dominant tomorrow and getting 6 points for us, which is really important. And then when you look at there's some other matchups as well, some ranked guys.
Yeah.
At 125 pounds, their kid just beat the number one guy in the country, two-time defending national champion.
Wow.
He's a returning All-American. And then our guy, Quade Smith, he's been, I believe he's ranked 12th in one poll. He's 14th in another poll. So that should be a good matchup. And then 141, Ethan Leak, he's nationally ranked as well. And so, like you said, down the lineup, there's going to be some good matches. And it's just good to be home and in front of our home crowd, and so we're excited.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like, you know, with Mason sort of hitting his peak and his stride right now, is the rest of the team in that sort of mode as well? And is this the time, you said with Mason, it was kind of good to have him at that spot right now, or are you still trying to get a little bit more of that peak building with so many matches ready, are still left on the schedule before you jump into the regionals?
Yeah, absolutely. It really boils down to effort. If we have the effort, we're going to be fine. And we're having the effort, and the guys are working hard, and they're in a good place mentally and physically, and that's what it's all about at this point in the year. And, you know, we had practice, and after practice, I told them how enjoyable it's been to coach these guys. They've done the right things, and there's no drama within our program, and it's just really encouraging to coach this group that's eager to just continue to get better. And I'll mention another guy, 184 pounds. He's a redshirt freshman for us, Keegan Gelhausen. He just beat a nationally ranked kid from Adams State last week. He's really hitting a stride right now, and for being such a young guy, he's really doing an incredible job.
That's great. Sounds like guys are peaking at the right time, making their way towards the end of the season, some of the meat of this RMAC schedule at the right time, and a great mindset as we visit with head coach Brett Hunter. Coach, earlier this month, your team and the CSC women's wrestling team, you guys competed at the same location down in York, Nebraska. Thursday, ladies are going to be on the mats at 5:30, and then your team follows at 7 o'clock. What's it like for both, having both teams kind of battle in the same gym, both being side by side? What's that atmosphere like, and how does that work?
It's a lot of fun. On the girls' side, man, they are definitely a lot louder, a lot more cheering, and we're not quite used to that. But, you know, it's a lot of fun to just be side by side. When we were at York, they were wrestling on one mat. We were wrestling on another mat next to them. That was a lot of fun, and just kind of encouraging each other. And the setup, you know, tomorrow will be a little different. You know, they're going to compete earlier, and then we'll go later. But we'll be there to support those girls, and, you know, we look forward to watching them compete.
Yeah, I know you guys would want to support each other, but there's probably a little bit of difficulty, and you're getting ready for yours while they're competing, and some pre-match preparation and things that you have to do. You can't just sort of show up after their matches and jump right into yours. So you just tell them to kind of do what they can to support while they're there?
Yeah, you know, any of the guys that aren't wrestling, you know, we'll have around 20, 25 guys that won't be competing that will be there to kind of cheer those women on. And so, but like you said, there's a lot of logistics being involved in this whole duel with both the men's and women's competing, but it'll be a good turnout. We're excited.
Yeah, hopefully fans can brave through some of the winter weather, and this maybe will be passed by tomorrow night where they can show up. Are you guys going to, you know, with the mats laid out, you going to bring the spotlight or anything in, and the intros, music, anything like kind of hype it up like that? I remember some of those older ones in the pack.
Yeah.
That was really special to see that as well. I mean, that kind of atmosphere, just maybe set that scene of what fans can expect tomorrow with two teams in one arena going at it.
Yeah, I think we're going to kind of have some bells and whistles ready to go, and you know, and try and make it as intimate as possible. Chicoine is big. Mm-hmm. We want everyone down in the horseshoe part of it, of Chicoine Center, and so. Yeah, hopefully we can pack it, and that'll help our guys, as long as we don't get too amped up and get, you know, gassed out in the first period because we're too excited to compete. So, but, yeah, it should be fun.
Is that something you have to work on with your guys, trying to temper it back a little bit, you know, get them just revved up just to that point where it's perfect for the get-go and you don't give it all everything in that first period and kind of wean yourself out too early, maybe?
Yeah, it's something we definitely talk about. Everyone's different. Some guys can just go out for 7 minutes and just wrestle hard. Some guys definitely got to be a little more conservative early on and then push the pace later down second, third period. So we just got to stay relaxed and you know, and cheer our teammates on, but obviously stay relaxed and be ready for your match when that time comes.
When you're out training for your 50Ks, Coach, do you have to try to bring yourself back in? And you run that first mile, it's 6.5, 7 minutes or something crazy, and then you're like, what am I done here? I can't even finish 2 or 3. You ever have that problem where you have to bring yourself back a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I think any time that you're running extended miles, it's like, oh, man, I'm going to slow down because this could be a long haul. So, no.
The old mental battle.
Exactly.
Constant challenge. All right, we've got Coach Brett Hunter with us here tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow, live at the Ridge, presented by Security First Bank. And, Coach, seven events still to go before Super Regional. So there's, you know, feels like the season's moving along, but there's still quite a bit of action you guys have in place. Looking at what lies ahead, three more, including 14th-ranked Fort Hays State. You mentioned number one Central Oklahoma. Those are going to be some neutral site matches in Kearney on Saturday. Can you give us a preview of what the Eagles are going to see out of those two tough teams?
Yeah, Fort Hays State, like you said, they're well coached. They have some guys that are nationally ranked real high, one or two in the country. And Central Oklahoma. I mean, they're an incredible program. They got everything going for them. Down there, and I think they were second last year at the national tournament. And then we have Newman. Newman's, you know, they always wrestle hard. They always have a few guys that wrestle, that compete hard. And so we're going to get four matches this week, which is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring a bunch of extra guys, and we'll probably travel around 18 to 20 guys. And if we got to rest a guy like Quinn Campbell or Ethan Leak or whoever, we can do that with our depth that we have, which is important.
Are those other guys, have they caught wind they're going to be going this week and they're pretty excited? What's their attitude, thinking that's now my chance to get out on the mats, compete a little bit, and take advantage of an opportunity?
Absolutely. We've told them who's going. And like you said, we're going to bring a big group, and if we got to use them, we're going to use them. And so that's the good thing about having good depth, and we have that this year.
All right, Coach, what about the goal for the team during the backstretch here of the season? Where would you like to really see them go and accomplish before you hopefully send several on to NCAAs?
Well, I think the goal is continue to have effort. You know, we got to stay healthy. That's number one, and we've done a really good job. We have a good trainer that works with us and strength conditioning coach, EJ Kreese. And
yeah.
I think ultimately that's the goal, and I think the old philosophy of just continue to grind is no longer really a thing. We're kind of really fine-tuning things and kind of a lot of maintenance work at this point. Just focus on us and some technique, and just keep the guys in a good mental state, and the competition will help us get to where we want to be. And so we just got to continue to work hard.
Does that include kind of backing it down in practice and some of the physicality of practice and getting after it with the grind that you say, sort of calming down on that?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're in our tapering period, which we'll hit probably next week, you know, practices in terms of the volume goes down. We're not in there as long. We're just kind of in and out. And you know, obviously the important part with wrestling is your weight cut and
yeah.
Making sure the guys' weights are on point. And they've done a really good job of that. And so we just got to continue just to be smart about our training and, you know, the sleeping patterns and what we're eating. That all plays a huge part of our success. And that's stuff we talk about every day. So.
Coach Hunter, finishing up with him, a couple more for you before we let you out of here. Coach, what have you learned the most about your team as this year has progressed along?
I think, they're very resilient. They've shown that this year, especially with our schedule we've had. It's a group that I've really enjoyed coaching. Like I mentioned earlier, it's been very enjoyable. Probably my most favorite year in terms of coaching these guys, because they're all eager to just continue to get better. No one's dreading going to practice.
Yeah.
I know when I was an athlete, I would dread going to practice. I just enjoy the daily grind, and they enjoy that. And it's just a good group, and I have great assistant coaches that help me. And I love the guys and love where we're at right now.
Yeah, you're in a good spot, it really sounds like. And your recruiting calendar, Coach, we'll finish up with a look at what you got on the recruiting calendar this time of year. Where are you in that right now at this time of year? And are you busy trying to find time to identify some guys at the high school level, maybe through the transfer portal? Are you going to head to Nebraska's state wrestling tournament? Is that an opportunity for you as well, even though you're still in your season? How's recruiting?
Yeah, so when you mentioned the Nebraska state tournament, I've been there every year. This year with us hosting, I'm going to stay back and just make sure that everything's ready to go. And so,
yeah.
But recruiting is recruiting. It's a daily thing. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm not talking to someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that, and we're trying to get the right kid into our program, the kid that loves the sport of wrestling and does the right things on and off the mat. And so it's a daily thing and something we continue to do as a staff, and we got to make sure that we're just continue to build those relationships with those kids. And you know, we're excited about, you know, getting some more guys in our program.
Basketball and football get all the attention for the transfer portal and all of that on a nationwide level. Is the transfer portal as Wild West and crazy in wrestling and Division II and RMAC as it is at that level too? Or
yeah,
talk to us about that.
I think it's similar, just a smaller scale, because I think there's just less kids, less schools when you look at football and basketball. But it is craziness. You know, that's something we try and check every day because you never know, you know. And so, but yeah, it's definitely definitely wild. But
the portal can giveth and the portal can taketh away,
yes,
right?
It absolutely.
Is, it's really a evolving, wild situation in college sports. And, coach, best of luck identifying and getting some of those recruits to come in for CSC wrestling. Tomorrow night's going to be awesome. Take down the top 25 ranked Mavericks, with CSC. Can't wait for it. That's Brent Hunter. Brent, I know you gave up some time with the team tonight to come and be with us on the show. I really want to thank you and the guys for allowing you to do that. And for our listeners and our folks down here tonight too. Always enjoy having you on. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
You got it. That's Brent Hunter, CSC men's head wrestling coach. We're going to come back. We're going to visit with two-time RMAC Player of the Week in women's basketball, Shay Powers. She is on the show coming up next. We're live tonight at The Ridge, our CSC Roadshow, brought to you by Security First Bank.